We are bringing another OG back. Carrie Thompson is back on the podcast to update her entrepreneurial journey throughout the past 2.5-3 years since we last spoke. And she has accomplished so much. So I can't wait to dive in. Let's go. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. So welcome, Carrie. I am so excited to have you back on the podcast. The last time I was just looking, you came on was in 2021. So almost 3 years, but we're like 2.5 years. So I know so much has changed. So I guess just, I would say hello to the audience and then we're going to dive in to see what the heck has been going on with your life. So.
Oh, no, it sounds good. And firstly, just thank you so much for asking me back. It's such an honor to be talking to you again. And yeah, I can't believe how fast time has gone, right? We must be having far too much fun.
I know. Well, and it's cool because our last episode was all about happiness and stuff like that, which obviously I always appreciate. But what have been some milestones that have happened to you the past 2-ish years?
Yeah, sure. So I suppose in a personal milestone, I've turned and have gone past 40 now. So kind of again, it's a big personal milestone, but age is just a number, of course. Yep. So that's good. But I suppose there's some really great milestones I had actually in 2023 in particular. And I went from having, you know, no business awards or kind of formal recognition to then having behind me that your kind of listeners can't see, but behind me on my shelf, I've now got 6 amazing awards for a whole range of topics, from kind of the work that we do as a team, but also the work that I do as well as a leader. So that's been a real honor to
have. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you feel like was that shift that happened to you from going from not too sure, a little uncertain with where the business is going, to now so much more?
Sure. Well, interestingly, it was a reflection with one of my clients I was working with at the time. And they obviously were really happy with the work that I was doing. And they said to me, you don't really talk a lot about what you do in terms of things like on social media and being a bit more overt and a bit more obvious. Mm-hmm. And all again, people know what my business do. And I think if your listeners remember from first time around, there's 2 key parts to my business. There is I do business transformation consultancy, which is a big part of what I do. And separate to that was what's called a Keynote Adventure, which is my business coaching and career coaching. So a Keynote and a Keynote Adventure were 2 very separate businesses. And then again, it was a client that reflected back to me and says, well, actually, they're not really separate businesses because you do so much of your great coaching work as part of your business transformation work.
Right.
But aha, you know when someone plays something back to you and it sounds really obvious when they do it? I thought, yes, you're right. And then I thought, well, actually, yeah, I don't really sing a lot about a Keynote and a Keynote Adventure and what we're about. So I took a moment to actually sit and for the first time properly plan what might I want to know about Kerry and about the business if I didn't know much about her and kind of just saw her pop up on LinkedIn or another social media platform. And so I did. So I just started telling the story right back from what does the word a Keynote mean? Mm-hmm. Where did the name come from? Who are we? What are we about? What do we do? Mm-hmm. Who do we do it for? Why do our clients call us in? And it's funny because some might say, and again, with us Brits, some would say, it's not very British to talk about yourself. We can be in a bit modest in a bit of a silly way sometimes.
Absolutely.
So it can be quite uncomfortable, but I did. I got some really fantastic responses back. You know, people who I've worked with for years going, oh my God, I never realized that you worked with this client, or I didn't realize that would be what a Keynote meant. And yeah, I just had some really, really lovely, genuine, positive feedback. And so then, it was with the intention of going out. So as you say, just having the the confidence, I suppose, to sing about yourself,
mm-hmm.
And to do it in a way which isn't arrogant. It doesn't have to be waving the flags and things. Yep. It can just be very informative. And it worked, really, I guess, is what I can say. And in fact, one of our clients, I didn't realise, but put us into the ring for an award.
Mm-hmm.
So they nominated us and we didn't realise. And the first that I knew was I got an email that was, congratulations, you've been nominated for an award. And of course, you think, yeah, of course I have. Where's the delete button? You know, you think this is some kind of
spam. Yeah.
Spam. And I read the email and thought, no, this is right. And anyhow, it was, yes, a client had nominated us. We won the award, which was amazing.
Wow.
And then it just started a bit of a cascade. So then we kind of, again, one award turned into two, became three. And then, yeah, we finished the year with a sixth award, which was amazing. And I'm just really proud of both of what I'm doing. Again, people keep saying to me, every time I do a little unboxing videos of my awards, kind of just to for a bit of fun, really.
Yeah.
And I had playback from clients saying, you talk about the team and we and us. And I was like, oh, yeah, because it is, like, it's, but you're the leader of it. Take some credit for yourself. Oh. Like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it was nice. It was really nice to get that validation, but also the lovely feedback from, you know, from our client base.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. So how big is your team now?
So we work on an associate basis, so it means we can step up or step down.
Yep.
So I should really count. I think we're up to maybe about 16 or 18 people now that I can call on. So again, what I've purposely done is for a long time, I was kind of trying to manage it all myself.
Mm-hmm.
And everything from doing your taxes to doing kind of your, you know, business administration to then delivering services. So I've got a really fantastic assistant who does all my finance type stuff now. So she keeps me honest and on track for all that side. So that's Emma. I've got Danny, who does an awesome job at the creative side of our social media. So she's the one that encouraged me to do the unboxing videos and all this kind of great stuff as well.
I love that.
So I have those two working with me all the time. Then I've got this team of others who, fantastic people, as I say, so proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on what project work comes our way, I can go into my toolkits of amazing people and pick out the best people for the clients.
I love that. Fantastic. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I am so, so happy for you.
Thank you.
I also want to touch on something though, and it's so crazy that you brought this up. Because I've also been talking a lot about confidence recently, because I have realized that when I look at clients who were successful versus not successful, even working with us and or talking with other business owners, successful, not successful, a lot of it does come down to confidence and self-worth. And I do think people kind of like glimmer past that a little bit. So I absolutely love that you just randomly said out of the blue that, you know, you get this level of confidence, because I do honestly think that when you're confident, right, there's two ways of confidence. There's internal personal confidence, and then there's external business confidence. And you really need to make sure that these two mesh. And it's just like any personal development, like it's something that you have to work on all the time. So I would love for you to kind of share that shift for you. Was it inner confidence, external confidence? Was it both? Kind of give us a glimpse of what that looked like.
Yeah, sure. So what I think is really, and a really great question. So the work that I do in my career coaching work often is actually from people that I've met in my business consultancy world, my sort of business transformation world. So they know me in that world already. And then sometimes they'll come to me either in a professional capacity through their employer or in a one-to-one on a personal capacity to do some work together. And then I start talking about the kind of things that I support people on is your classic, your imposter syndrome, your exactly as you say, your internal, external confidence. And they will say to me, but, you know, obviously you're really confident, Kerry. Of course you are. I see you perform, if you like, inverted commas, so perform in your work mode. And I was like, well, yeah, I do. I love it. So it's from an external perspective. People think she knows what she's doing and she's really great and she's confident. And if you said to me right now, Kerry, I've got you a meeting with this CEO of an amazing company, and you need to go and pitch the second we finish this call, I'll be fine, no problem at all, totally happy with that, I'm confident to do that. Then sometimes I'll sit here, I'm talking to you now from my garden office, and sometimes I'll sit here and think, oh my God, I'm a little bit rubbish. And that imposter, again, the imposter syndrome, I refer to it with my clients as the imposter syndrome gremlin. And I say to my clients, imagine it as a physical gremlin, a being, and landing on your shoulder. And the trick is that it could land at any time. There is no way in this world you can stop it landing, right? There is no trick in the book, I don't believe, that can ever stop that gremlin landing. The trick is that when it does land, mm-hmm. is to be able to flick it off as quick as you can and move on. But then, of course, so they'd say to me, well, yeah, but you never get an imposter syndrome gremlin. It's like, oh, I do. I really do. And this is the internal confidence. Mm-hmm. So then at the time when I sat here, and again, in this very office, last kind of, you know, last summer, autumn kind of time, with all of these awards on the shelf behind me, all lovely and sparkling on behind me on my Zoom calls. And then I was just having a real crisis of confidence. And I can't explain why.
Yeah.
And I would just sit here thinking, oh my goodness, do people really want to work with me? And am I going to really, my diary was looking a little bit quiet. So I'm thinking, you know, is this going to be it now? Am I never going to work again? And so what I could have done is I could have just sat here with that internal crisis of confidence mm-hmm. and just melted.
Yep,
and again,
absolutely.
If you think about the classic change curve, I was slipping down the curve. And the way I describe it is I could have just splattered at the bottom and gone really kind of, you know, into a bit of a meltdown, if you like. So then the question is, so how come you didn't? Because you're talking to me now, Kerry, and you know, obviously you don't look like you've splattered. So what happened? Quite honestly, I just reached out, and I reached out to the trusted people in my network and shared my vulnerability mm-hmm. and just said to these trusted people, oh my God, I feel a bit rubbish. Mm-hmm. And what that gave me was the ability, and it wasn't about platitudes. I didn't want people to go, oh my God, Kerry, you're amazing.
Yeah.
It wasn't about that. What I needed to hear was which is what I got with the reflection back, kind of that honest reflection. What I do with my coaching clients, I just needed some of that back to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I did. And I think one of the best pieces of advice I got was, of course, you get the think facts, not emotion, all the stuff that I tell my clients, think about what you've achieved and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Look over your right shoulder, Kerry, and look at those awards. They haven't come there for fun. Mm-hmm. And then I just started doing things a bit differently. So I think I started just to step up my reach out and to have the confidence again, have the external confidence just to go out and carry on. And then therefore what happened is rather than sliding down this kind of classic sort of curve of what was going on, is I then went flying up the other side mm-hmm. and I talk to you now and everything's great.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
But I think it's really important to share with people that just because someone is sit here talking to you, kind of really happy with awards over their shoulder and everything else, it's not easy, right? This is it.
Absolutely.
Internal and external confidence has to, as you say, has to work together. And if one starts to go, you need to reach out and get the right help to bring it back on track.
Yes. And I absolutely love that because you are so right. It's crazy how internal, external, and it's not like, you know, I can read a book or I can journal and poof, I'm fixed, right?
Yeah.
It's not like it's something that's quote unquote fixed because confidence is just a layer of emotion, essentially. And emotions mm-hmm. go up and down. We're human. That's completely natural. So even the most successful people, even when they've hit huge milestones, actually, I was listening to a podcast. It was one of the Boss Babe podcasts. I forget the girl. I want to buy her book. She just came out with a book called Worthy. But so she literally sold a company for $1 billion. $1 billion. She sold this company. And she said that when she sold it, it was obviously cool at the moment, but like she actually didn't even feel much excitement. She was just like, okay, what can I do next? Right. Yeah. And she was like, I realized that my self-worth and my confidence was so low externally. Fine. Like the business was booming. I just sold it. I made a crap ton of money. I'm best friends with Oprah now. Like she's hit all of her goals, but she was like internally, and this is someone coming from selling a $1 billion business, like internally, I was not feeling it. And it's so crazy to me how many people kind of push it aside, external or internal or both. Like some people struggle with both. But they just push it aside thinking it'll get better soon. It'll magically just heal itself. But what they're not realizing is internal, external, all of this is affecting how you're living currently, right? So it's affecting your business, your lifestyle, your family dynamics, relationship dynamics, health dynamics, the whole shebang. So I really love that you dove into that and like having that little gremlin on your shoulder, because you're absolutely right. Like you could even do a session with you and feel really good afterwards. And then maybe a week goes by and something happens. Maybe you get a bad email or like some sales dip or something. And there comes that gremlin again, and you're just like, okay, do I know how to control this or do I not? And what would that look like? So that's awesome.
No, you're so right. And this is, and it's funny where, again, everything I do with my clients doesn't stop me from experiencing myself.
Yeah.
And this is, again, I'm really open. I'm a real, you know, you probably remember from the first time we spoke, I'm a real open, transparent person in life, business, with my clients, with, again, my business transformation clients, with my, you know, my coaching clients, and especially the coaching clients that know me in that business world, because this is what I share with them, you know, is that that imposter gremlin lands on my shoulder all the time.
Yep.
And they're like, oh my goodness, no, that can't be true because you always do such a great job. It's like, you can do a great job and the gremlin can still land.
Yeah.
The two things are related, this kind of thing. So, yeah. And so that, so again, some of it is just having to listen to your own advice. Isn't
absolutely.
It? Otherwise you get caught in the spiral. Of
yeah, absolutely.
Spiral.
Yeah.
What do you, you know, again, what do you do? How do you get out of it?
Right.
So no, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think listening to your own advice, but I also think most likely you need someone outside of even your friends. You know, I forget where I was mentioning this, but because when someone under, like a coach, a consultant, but when someone you're hiring who understands whatever it is that you're hiring them for, I mean, it can be relationship, health, fitness, coaching, like, or business, it doesn't matter. But they're totally different than landing all of your thoughts and fears and worries on friends and family, because they just don't 100% get it. They might be supportive, but they don't 100% get it. So if you're constantly feeling like you're going to them for this advice and support and feedback, but you're not getting it, well, that's because they're not literally able to. Like, you can't ever judge them for not helping you feel better, because they're not, that's not their job. They have no idea the psychology around it, the emotional aspect of it. So that's why coaching, consulting, and even joining memberships, like if you don't like one-on-one, joining memberships with these people who are also struggling with the same topic or idea is really, really important. And I think people kind of forget that. I don't know why, but they do forget that.
It's so true. And it's something, again, I talk about a lot, because if I have a bad day here or a day that I'm struggling, whatever it is, and I go in, you know, I leave my garden office, I go into the house, and I say to my husband, oh my goodness, I've had such a rubbish day. Or I phone my mom, you know, and say, oh my God, mom, I've had such a rubbish day. They love you, right? And they're going to say everything that they can in order to make you feel better. And we kind of know that subconsciously. Mm-hmm. We know that whatever problem we bring to them, it's never going to be our fault. So they're going to make us feel better, and they're going to kind of stroke us, if you like, kind of metaphorically, until we feel better. And that's really lovely. But sometimes that's not what you need.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to have that playback of what's actually going on. And so, again, I had the same when I reached out to people in my trusted world, and I said, my God, I've got this gap in my diary, and I've never had a gap in my diary. Is it because I'm rubbish and I'm playing back all these thoughts? So rather than just saying, oh, you're not rubbish, you're really good, and give me the platitudes, it was some of that countering come back and say, well, why don't you try something different? What do you normally do? Well, I reach out to people that I know. Okay, well, why don't you try reaching out to people that you don't know? Well, oh my goodness, like, how obvious is that? So then, again, reaching out to people, so there would be the suggestion. And so, again, I start to put pieces together in classic kind of coachy styly, which is, of course, so this person over here doesn't need me yet because they're fully resourced and they've got no active projects. But they know I do a good work, so can they recommend me to someone else? And therefore, so it's not cold connections, it's all using your network to help warm up other connections for you. And I've met some, on the back of that, in this last few months in particular, I've met some awesome, really lovely people on the back of doing things a little bit different. And one of my coaching clients, actually, again, they said to me that at the time of us doing some work together in a career coaching capacity, they were also training for a 100-mile bike ride challenge.
Oh,
that's what they were doing. And so he said to me that he is really capable of getting on his bike and riding his bike really far in preparation for the 100-mile challenge. He's also really capable of going into his home gym and doing the training that he needs. However, what's even better is if he has a personal training coach who can coach him towards that way, because it gives you the accountability, it gives you the challenge, it makes you think differently and outside of the box. And maybe he will lift a different kind of weight in a different kind of way, which will help him his strength that he wouldn't have thought of otherwise.
Yeah.
And again, it really resonated with me to think, and that's what he was saying was, and that's why I'm here with you.
Yeah.
Because I could do all this on my own. I could go and grumble to my wife and and get some support from her, and all that will absolutely happen. But to have you in my world of the independent safe space and everything else, and it's like that to me was just, it's key. I guess for me in this last kind of year in particular, which has been a really fantastic busy year kind of since we last spoke, it's exactly, that's been my biggest realization, is not to try and do it all on your own.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even the top leaders of this world, they have networks of people that they can go to for specific things because they're experts in those specific things. They don't have one person that just solves everything for them. They have 5 or 10 people because they're experts in those different areas. That's awesome. Well, I'm just so proud and happy for you. To kind of start wrapping this up though, I would love to hear, like, what is your vision for your business in the next 2 to 3 years?
Oh, wow. No, again, great question. So for me, on the back of, since we last spoke, so this last kind of 2.5, 3 years or so, I have built up, as I say, a wider team of people around me. And I have been basically doing my best to work with as many of those people and to get getting projects for as many of those people as possible. So I'd love just to be able to step that up and do even more of that, really. So is this fantastic group of my network, of my clients, of the people who know me, just to work with them even more. Maybe add some more awards to the shelf is always nice. Again, it's always nice to get that recognition. But yeah, really just to do more and just to stay true to myself about what I really want to do. I think for me, that's probably been a big change in this last few years since we spoke, is that I'm now so certain of the work that I want to do for me and my team and what I don't want to do as well. Yeah. And to have that clarity means I can then kind of go out of the blocks in the right direction and make the right progress with the right clients. So for me, if, you know, again, if we fast forward and we're sat here in another 2.5, 3 years time, if I can say to you that I've achieved that, that I'm kind of, I'm keeping more of my team busy, doing more great projects with clients, then that's a massive win for me.
I love that. I love that. Yay. Well, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for coming back on. Before we officially wrap up, just remind people where they can find you, if any of that has changed, but just, let people know where they can reach out to you.
Of course, yes. Yeah. So I guess the best two places are the two websites, but then you'll find us from there. So the websites are akeno.co.uk, that's A-K-E-N-O, and akinoadventure.co.uk. Perfect. And then as a quick pop quiz, in case it comes up anywhere in your quiz, Akeno means bright and shiny in Japanese.
Yeah,
so that's, again, it's that reflection of the way that we do business. So yes, akeno.co.uk, akinoadventure.co.uk. And again, I'm on LinkedIn, always really happy to connect with people on LinkedIn as well and to spread our respective connections.
I love that. Well, that is it, everyone. Thank you so much, Carrie. And we will speak to everyone next week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.